please see how the whole atmosphere around Giriraj has changed with the arrival of the clouds. These clouds are actually foreigners to the country of Braj. They came as totally impure pilgrims here, and now by moving over Giriraj, they will become extremely attached to Vrindavan. And most properly, this attachment will bind them so much to Vrindavan that they cannot leave Vrindavan any longer. We will discuss about this cloud phenomena in great detail today. I will require discussion first, so that our Prashanta is properly and respectfully situated. Dust is best, okay? I also want to greet the devotees who have kindly joined us, especially Harsha, who has always taken care of me like a mother of the hungry child. Thank you very much for coming. Hari Bol. Welcome. And yes, today we will enter now into the secret of the Bhajan Rahasya. I'm a little bit sad that we always have young devotees who are here. This is what we will discuss today, is something which all devotees very much require to hear. It is a little advanced in spiritual life, and I would say it decides whether one can stay in Krishna consciousness or not, if one can apply the instructions which we will hear today. See, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says it's very important to go deeper in Krishna consciousness. Who of you has this feeling in his life that it's important to go deeper? I think it's universal. But the question very often, Gaurangi is deep enough. but the question is, how to do this really? How to go deeper? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says there is three things which you must learn. The first is you must hear. It's called Shravana. The second is Manaha. You must reflect about what you have heard. And the third is Smarana. You must remember or meditate about what you have heard. Only then you can go deeper. Otherwise, it might remain on the surface, and you will remain hungry in your spiritual life and not fulfilled. So, today, we will discuss a little bit in the beginning about Smarana, going deeper in Krishna consciousness. This day is the only day where I talk about Krishna conscious philosophy and theory, and I have picked for this morning session to do it, hoping that you will be extremely attentive, extremely alert and interested, and able to understand the text in depth. After today, it will only take about half an hour. We will go into deeply relishing and doing some meditational practices in Krishna consciousness here at the site of Giriraj. Yes, one Giriraj, yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. once there was a saint in Vrindavan who, after 20 years of intense endeavors in his spiritual life, had to learn his most important lesson from a woman in love, an ordinary woman, who was absorbed in feelings which this sadhu looked upon with deep mistrust. This is what happened. The sadhu was living in a forest in Vrindavan and was engaged in chanting mantras and sometimes meditating. And his sadhana or practice took him deep into the night. In other words, he was doing this practice up till maybe 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning. So he was chanting and meditating. All of a sudden, he heard in the forest the sound of someone approaching, means crackling branches and so on and so forth. And he felt a little afraid. So late. Hopefully there's no wild animal attacking me. What it was totally startling. It was a woman dressed for making love. She ran through the forest and she did not even notice him. She ran across him. He fell down. She ran above him, I think it's called, and disappeared into the night. She didn't even notice him. After 2 hours or 3 hours, she returned. Her cloth was in disarray and her hair also. She saw the sadhu in the moonlight and paid her most humble obeisances. The sadhu was shocked. Adi! You have run over me and disturbed my whole meditation and practice. And now you're paying your obeisances and from your dress and the way your vibrations go, I can understand you did some sinful activities. You were together with a man. Most probably not your husband. Otherwise, why would you meet in the forest somewhere under a tree? First you ran across me, and now you pay your obeisances. What is this? The woman answered, I'm very, very sorry. I could only see at that time when I was coming my lover. I was so much fixed on him. He has come, we have met many times, we are old acquaintances, and by force I was married to someone else. I'm very sorry. I ran across you, but I could not see it. I only could see my one goal, this lover. What? You were so absorbed? Said the saint. And then he thought to himself, I'm not so absorbed. I was meditating about Krishna, but I was afraid when I heard some breaking of some, twigs. I was afraid, and I was so easily diverted, whereas you were totally fixed. And in that night, it must have been 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, the saint learned more about spiritual life than he had done in 20 years. The power of absorption in Krishna consciousness. You must also learn the power of absorption. Only then you can remain fixed on Krishna. Absorption in Krishna consciousness or in bhakti is of course done through love, bhakti. If you cannot absorb yourself in spiritual life, you may do many activities, but your mind, the most important ruler of the senses, will always go and be remain connected with the material world. Only if you manage to dive deeply and absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness can the mind be fixed. Krishna's main instruction in the Bhagavad Gita was yesterday told to us by Burijan Prabhu, who quoted the verse, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto, always think of me, always. The whole purpose of our different sadhanas, which we do, rising, reading books, coming to kirtans, being trained by a spiritual master, is to engage in ISKCON politics. No, I'm sorry, I said something wrong. I spaced out due to some disturbance in the vata problem. The whole purpose of chanting our rounds, worshipping deities, is that we look good in the eyes of other devotees. How does this sound? A vata disorder. Let us give it a third try early in the morning. The whole purpose of following all the rules and regulations which we do is that we always remember Krishna, never forget him. Does this sound like Rupa Goswami? It sounds to be on track, Burijan Prabhu said. There is a verse, a very important verse from the Padma Purana. It says, Smatavyo satatam Vishnu, vismatavyo na jatuchit. Always remember Krishna, never forget him. And then it says, what is the place of rules and regulations which govern our sadhana? All rules and regulations are simply serving this one function. They are only there for this goal. You're putting tilak on. You're dressing as a devotee. You're engaging in devotional service. And obviously, you are performing service to a mission, and that's a goal in itself. But for your own life, the whole purpose of doing this is to become absorbed in Krishna. Rupa Goswami has written a manual called The Nectar of Instruction, where within 11 texts, he brings us to the essence of Krishna consciousness. I will not attempt to summarize The Nectar of Instruction here, but I would like to tell you how it came about, this whole book. This whole book was conceived during the last part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence on this earth. Just shortly before he left the planet, he was sitting in Jagannath Puri on the beach. He saw the trees and was reminded of Vrindavan. He saw the blue ocean water and was reminded of the Yamuna. And his eyes were half closed. He remembered his own pastimes, the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. And in that half-conscious state, which was just before he left the planet Earth, he spoke all his instructions briefly. Rupa Goswami was there and took notes. And later, he summarized these notes into this book, The Nectar of Instruction. And The Nectar of Instruction has a text 8, which describes the essence of all advice. This comes from the lips of Mahaprabhu, and it is further embellished by Rupa Goswami. If I would have to describe the essence of all advice in one word, I would have to say the word make politics. No. Look good in the eyes of others. No. A third attempt. Absorption in Krishna. This Krishna consciousness is more than a physical culture or a sociological movement. It is the culture of absorption. And about 80% of those who come to a movement miss this point and leave it greatly embittered because they have not found nourishment for their heart. So let us hear the essence of all advice in a very good verse. Tannama rupa charitadi sukirtananu smrityo kramena rasanama nasi niyoja. Not yet. Tishtan brajetat anuragi jananugami kalam nayet akilamit yupadesha saram. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and then the mind. In this way, one should reside in Braj and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So, it is described one should nicely chant and remember. Remember means smaranam. The Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities and eternal pastimes. What means to nicely chant? It is described to nicely chant means to chant free from offenses. And can we hear this a little bit more clearer? It said the root of all offenses is inattentive chanting. We should be attentive or absorbed. Then we can nicely chant and remember Krishna's form and qualities. And the second thing is, advice is, we should follow role models in this. That is, we should follow in the footsteps of the associates of Lord Krishna and enter under their eternal guidance into the pastimes of Krishna. So in our Bhakti Rasayana verses, we will hear how very, very dear and close eternal associates of Lord Krishna, who are supposed to serve as our role models, serving Lord Krishna. And we will cautiously dare to follow them. It's a very advanced practice, a practice where you would have been thrown out of an ISKCON temple a few years ago, but now where we all see we must remember Krishna and talk about Krishna, it is allowed to talk about this. I must say, I'm putting in all these sensational wordings because most of you are tired, and I do not know what to do. I feel I shouldn't do it at the sacred hill of Govardhan, to use the sensational language. Usually in the West, I would now tell you all to rise up, and we would make energetic Tai Chi exercises, but I also feel totally out of place here. What to do? Should we have an... Hare. 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 Shyam. Nidai. So from this moment on, there will be no sensational language any longer to help you remain away, and no Tai Chi, but we will from time to time maybe scream out, and please join the screaming. It's good for your pranas, and put your hands up. You need to do it, please. We enter into a very deep subject. You have paid so much money. How can you look so tired and uninterested? I cannot understand you. Die. Hare Krishna. Hare Bo. Srila Prabhupada, he talks about this practice of becoming absorbed under the guidance of the associates of Lord Krishna. He brings this in this wonderful purport to text 8. By the way, those of you take notes, I would like to strongly encourage you to read the whole purport of this verse by Srila Prabhupada, which strongly, in no other way I have seen it so strongly, encourages us to enter the advanced practices of Krishna consciousness. So you will hear just one verse here. Krishnam smaram janam chasya preshtam nitya samihitam tatat kataratas chaso koyatva samvraje sada. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Braj and always engage in Krishnam smaran janam chasya preshtam. That is the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates. By following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now you might say, Maharaj, we have listened to the conservative voices in ISKCON and they have strongly discouraged this. You are known as a little different, but can you please give us some more security? Yes, the next verse is for you. Seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhava lipsunakaya vrajalokanusarata. In the transcendental realm of Braj, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana, Prabhupada puts a bracket here, spiritual practices executed while in the stage of bondage, and in the stage of satya, God realization, when one is a siddha purusha or a spiritually perfect soul. To deeply meditate about how the devotees of Krishna serve Krishna is a very, very important practice. Otherwise, you will never learn to serve Krishna properly. You will have to know from the Krishna's dear devotees how to serve him properly. If I wish to know how to serve as a person with very particular habits, I can't come and bring him German taste food, maybe. We all in Germany like Kartoffelpuffer, so please you also take Kartoffelpuffer and eat it and enjoy it. If I want to really serve him, I have to put my Germanness away and my German tastes of Kartoffelpuffer. I have to ask from people who are close to him, what does this particular person like? How does he want us? How can I serve him? A very interesting reference for this practice is found in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th chapter, text 3. There you will find a beautiful description about Mother Yashoda. We will hear our meditative tambura for this text. Please try to see this text now. You need to listen very attentively. You will hear about one of Krishna's dearest devotee, Mother Yashoda. You will hear a very particular and dear pastime, which is the basis of the last month, where we worship this pastime sufficiently. Not sufficiently, elaborately. Dressed in a saffron yellow zari, with a bell tight about her full hips, Mother Yashoda pulled on the churning rope, laboring considerably. Her bangles and earrings were moving and vibrating, and her whole body was shaking. Because of her intense love for her child, her breasts were wet with milk. Her face, with its very beautiful eyebrows, was wet with perspiration, and malati flowers were falling from her hair. Now in the purport, Srila Prabhupada encourages to follow in the footsteps of Mother Yashoda. Anyone who desires to be Krishna conscious in motherly affection or parental affection should contemplate the bodily features of Mother Yashoda. It is not that one should desire to become like Yashoda, for this is Mayavad. Either in parental affection or conjugal love, friendship or servitorship, in any way we must follow in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, not try to become like them. Therefore this description is provided here. Advanced devotees must cherish this description, always thinking of Mother Yashoda's features, how she was dressed, how she was working and perspiring, how beautifully the flowers were arranged in her hair, and so on. One should take advantage of the full description provided here by thinking of Mother Yashoda in maternal affection for Krishna. Hare Krishna. A very interesting quote. Yesterday, Burijan Prabhu quoted another verse. He said, that every learned man knows that attachment to the material world provides the greatest entanglement of the spirit soul. But if that attachment is somehow transferred to the sadhu, that attachment is a liberation. So the Bhakti Rasayana verses will teach us how we can put our attachment to the devotees of Lord Krishna. And in this way, the dear devotees of Lord Krishna be liberated from the material world and enter in our thoughts the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Hare Krishna. Some of you are maybe a little in the clear sun. If you are so, you please feel not shy to move and come here under the shade of the trees. So, a strong recommendation to follow the devotees is given at the end of hearing Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I will now go into approach after having talked about two principles. Absorption was our first principle, and the second was role models, following role models. We will go now to the next point. We will now apply this practical to the teachings of the Brihad Bhagavat, the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. At the end of hearing the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Parikshit Maharaj recommends to his mother to go to Vrindavan. He says, "Mother, by your own endeavors, please manage to reach Sri Goloka. There you will eternally be able to experience all sorts of loving exchange with the Lord. So bring yourself somehow or other to Goloka Vrindavan. You have managed to come here. Somehow, at least your body is here. Your mind will hopefully arrive by this practice of the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. But even if you are only an empty body at this moment, you have managed to bring yourself here. So, do you feel a loving exchange with the Lord at this moment? Because Parikshit Maharaj has said this will happen if we visit Goloka Dham. Something is there, isn't it? We feel, at least I can say, when I look at Sita Ram Prabhu, he feels so fired up and inspired. He smiles all the time. I've seen him sometimes very busy in his thought, but he is so full of bliss. If you do have difficulties, just associate with Sita Ram, talk with him, grab his lotus feet, or stand just next to him, and or lean at the wall before his room, and feel some bliss. You know, he is responding typically to Brajanand, to the pleasure which Krishna gives to those who are in Vrindavan. Some of others look also. Jagatarini looks always blissful in Vrindavan. She's another of our role models. Because there is some exchange. And now I want to leave my ugly pinches in my speech, because I think I have... You are now awake. I think every one of us feels it. It is this feeling when you come to... when you are in the Dham and you have maybe had a difficult day, but then in the evening you feel like, wow, at least I'm at the right place. And you feel some sense of fulfillment and so on. I've heard from another very nice devotee who sits here that even though it is sometimes hot in the summer in the Dham, but after having spent many months in the Dham, one knows the sweetness one feels here in the atmosphere. It's just something which is so easily attainable. except when the mind is very disturbed, but after some time the disturbance will pass out of the mind and one will feel it. Now in the next verse, Parikshit Maharaj says, one may travel to Mathura on the earth, but the full exchange with the Lord may not come. And he says what one should do in this case. Not everyone, he says, can reach the perfection immediately by traveling to the district of Mathura on the earth. Only when one receives a full dose of mercy from the Lord's dear devotees, then one can feel. Please, Mother, gather the dust from those who have exclusive love for Sri Hari. My dear devotees, therefore, in the West you have mud fungus treatment, which you put on your digestive systems so that they work. Here you must take the dust of Giriraj and smear it on your head. Don't be afraid to do this. Don't feel it's too unconventional. You must take the dust from the dear devotees of the Lord and put this on your head. Now in our theology we often find this: take the dust from the lotus feet of the spiritual master, take the dust from the devotees. I would say here it means literally to put the dust on your frisura, on your hairdress. Even if you're Mataji, you can use shampoo the whole life, but here you must use dust. It is very important to take literally the dust from the lotus feet of Giriraj. But taking the dust on the head does not only mean a physical practice of physically putting something there. It means also to follow the example. We must take the dust of Srila Prabhupada. It doesn't only mean what we did as when Prabhupada was at the press, wherever his shoe were. I was going there regularly, and when no one was looking, I was banging the shoes on my head to get the dust which was there. And I'm very happy that I did this. I did this very often, knowing that this might be the right therapy for me. But later I read in Prabhupada's books that to take shelter at the lotus feet of the spiritual master means to follow his instructions. So here in Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas, we will take the dust of these devotees by following the second interpretation, or second way, and that is we will follow their examples. Now, what is... these verses offer a meditation, a sequential meditation, and I will in a moment do another sequential meditation with you so that you know about the idea and why a sequence is necessary in meditation. These verses are called a rasayana. Who of you has been a patient of the Ayurvedic system of medicine? Who of you has taken Panchakarma treatment? Not so many. Two, three. In Panchakarma treatment, maybe I should not talk about it. So, after you are solidly exhausted, they will put rasayanas into you, which will put, juices which make you very strong. They have all the strong things which strengthen you. Rasayanas are taken for those who have been freed from disease, in other words, but who are still weak. To apply this to our situation, rasayanas are given to devotees who are freed from the, you know, basic diseases of material life. Like all of you follow four regulative principles and or 3.5 regulative principles, or 3, to be very realistic. This shows you have some Shraddha, some faith is already with you. But still, we are not free from all anattas. Who can say he is free from all anattas? We are still very weak, we are weak spiritually. So for people who have Shraddha, but still have anattas, who are weakened by improper habits, this rasayana works very nicely. The rasayana will bring you in a meditative way, or these verses will bring you from the earthly platform to the spiritual platform. How to apply the technique of these verses? This will be very important, this part. Well, very simple. While you chant the holy name, you sometimes pause and read one verse of the Bhakti Rasayana verses. And then you meditate about the devotees and the pastimes. You can also pray to the devotees and to Lord Krishna that kindly reveal something in my heart. What does it mean to follow the devotees of Braj? It means to understand how they relate to Krishna. Once I remember being in Vrindavan Dham, and there was a question by one senior member of our society to Srila Prabhupada. Was it in? No, I read it in a conversation book. It was not, realities are mixing here. I read in the conversation book that a devotee was asking Prabhupada, what does it really mean for us to follow an associate of Lord Krishna? And does it mean to follow you, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada was thinking about it and then said, yes. I really think this little statement is very, very important for us. When we enter now the advanced subjects of Krishna consciousness carefully and in a way that we will not be criticized, we must know that we have to follow in the way where we have received our spiritual training. For instance, when you read about Srila Prabhupada or hear about Prabhupada, you will soon feel a very, very certain heartbeat out of his writings, a heartbeat which describes his relationship to Krishna. If you are interested in making your relationship with Krishna, you need to analyze the heartbeat of Prabhupada, because Prabhupada is our main teacher. We read all the time his books, and we learn from devotees who have learned from him. So if we enter advanced practices in Krishna consciousness, and we leave the heartbeat which we have grown up, we will come to a heartbeat failure very soon. You have to make your to enter into anything spiritual, you have to follow, and you have to follow an example and a training and a teaching. And if you you have to, in other words, become a little bit molded by the teachings, not a little bit, very much molded by the teaching. It's almost like if I wish that this iron gets fire, I have to hold it in fire. where the iron will absorb the nature of the fire. So if you want to enter spiritual life seriously, you must allow a fiery transformation in your heart. It's very important. And you can't do guru hopping, which is a system which is introduced newly in the spiritual phenomena of Western Gaudiya Vaishnavism. You can't do guru hopping. You must stay with one in order to stay at the right heartbeat, the right frequency, and not get heart failure at one point in your life, and so on. It's very important. You should know that wherever you have landed, in this case we have all landed in the ISKCON society, we have landed there not by chance, but by Krishna's arrangement. And we have met a very powerful teacher, Srila Prabhupada. So we need to follow his heartbeat. That means we need to find that out. I want to ask you a question. What is for you very, very obvious? What type of relationship does Prabhupada have to Krishna? How does he approach Krishna? What have you learned so far? Your 10 years here, 15 years, 2 years. You have decided in the seminar, I will join ISKCON now. What do you understand about Krishna and relating to Krishna from Prabhupada? What do you feel special? What do you feel the heartbeat of Prabhupada's relationship? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Do you understand that it's an important question as well? There seems to be deep love, faith, and selflessness. Yes, I understood you correctly. I'm still in the Vata department. Selflessness, selfless service. I think that is very, very, very obvious in Prabhupada. How Prabhupada just works for his Krishna. Deep faith, for instance, deep faith in the holy name, that is very, very, very. Just chant Hare Krishna. Who would say this? No, what is about my mind? What is about this? Just chant Hare Krishna, your life will be sublime. Yesterday I thought about this faith of Srila Prabhupada. He said, when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, you've noted it down, but the thing is not with me, the note. One will understand what is the spiritual world, what are spiritual activities. I'm fibbling a little bit here, but he says, and one will become advanced by just accepting Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita. What a faith! Krishna has said like this. It is like this. I remember how Graf Durkheim, a German count, came to Srila Prabhupada, and he was really intrigued by the question, how do you make your disciples understand that they are not the body? He's a meditational teacher who had an out-of-body experience during bombarding Japan. He was one of the Germans who was shot there, and he left his body, and he was above the body, and he explained to Prabhupada his experience. And he now was a meditational teacher and wanted to share his experience through meditation that you are not the body. And he was wanting to hear Prabhupada's tricks. How do you make them understand? Like, do you bring them in deep pre-samadhi stages? And what do you do? And Prabhupada stopped. He put his cane in the ground. I was totally interested, what will he say? Because up till now I have not really learned, I'm not the body, but what will he say now? Prabhupada said, I repeat the words of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. That's all. He has faith. Krishna said it. It's like this. Accept it. Bas. How glorious. How unmental. How convinced. Or when he is on the Jaladuta, this gets now very intimate. It's a story not to be told, but because of a talkative nature, you will hear it. It was revealed by Prabhupada to his dear heart friend, Surit, with the addition, don't tell it to my disciples. But he told it to the disciples, and it spread out, and if you don't hear from me, you will hear it for sure for someone else who is also talkative, so I will take this freedom here. When Prabhupada had his Atlantic crossing, he suffered this heart attack, which we all have heard about, two consecutive heart attacks. And at that time, he had a darshan of Lord Krishna with all his incarnations. And Krishna said, please come back. And Prabhupada said, just a little later, I have not yet done the order of my spiritual master. So Krishna then answered in these words, okay, then do your nonsense. This is what, when you say do your nonsense, this is how you say to a very intimate person who is close to you in a mood of little frustration. Okay, do your nonsense. Obviously the spreading of Krishna consciousness in Krishna's eyes can't be nonsense. It's his mission. where he came. So, but this Prabhupada service attitude. When you read about Gopi Bhava in Prabhupada's literature, you will read it differently than if you read the rasa-laden descriptions of Babaji Pandits. You will have a different impression afterwards. What you read when you read Prabhupada's literature is you read the utter selflessness of the gopis. Gopi Bhava in Prabhupada's description is selfless service. This is the most important point, and there are many other, of course, side points. He makes this point. Whereas here in Vrindavan, other emphases are on relishing. Prabhupada puts us in our place. Service. So if you wish to enter this exalted moods of the devotees, remain in the proper heartbeat. This is the advice which I want to give you. Don't enter the unfortunate league of guru hoppers, who are like grasshoppers and who don't get anything anywhere. This is very important. Hare Krishna. So after saying so much, we can now get into the relishment of the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas. Yes, they are to be relished by the weakened persons, but I will make a little pause now. We have now 11 o'clock and we will have 15 foreign minutes pause. Foreign means not Indian minutes, which are very flexible. I want to thank you very much. Please excuse me that I put a lot of verbal energy and mental energy into this. I will now change the pitch of my voice. It will become meditative and so on and so forth. But I needed to bring these subjects with a strong point at the end. And you were in the beginning very tired, being in the digestive portion of your breakfast. So there is 15 minutes now. Please be back. I will start in 15 minutes. Or why not chant and linger around, be under a tree, and so on. you will hear the signal and it will call you back to the lecture. Nanda, who has a wristwatch? Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Shyam Shri Radhe, Shyam Jai Jai Shri Radhe.